entrepreneurship is so glamorized in our society. And what people don't see is that, you know, it really is just living your life with a fire extinguisher on one arm at all times.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in for Miss Esprit Devora, and you are listening to the Women in Tech podcast. Today, we have on the show Miss Rachel McCreary, CEO and founder of Jeweltoned. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, Erica. I'm doing great. How are you?
Incredible. So I gave you a little mini intro, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about you and the business?
Yeah. So I am Rachel McCreary. I'm a fashion designer, lifelong entrepreneur, a lingerie expert, certified life coach, yoga teacher, and lover of all things that involve an ocean.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Seaside. We're getting the personal intimate details. So speaking of intimate details, tell us a little bit about Jeweltoned and your background. I know that you were previously a lingerie, certified lingerie designer, or...
Yeah, I was a lingerie designer for about 15 years in New York City. I'm a classically trained fashion designer in college, but I always loved undies and tiny little details of bras and panties. So I worked in New York at Victoria's Secret and Maiden Farm and, you know, Target, Macy's, Bloomies, you name it, for about 15 years, talking to women about what they liked and didn't like about their undies and doing product development.
Ooh, I like it. And so that all led to Jeweltoned. So tell us a little bit about the undies there and what the company does.
Yeah, so, you know, all that time spent talking to women of all shapes and sizes and ages, from models to buyers to consumers to focus groups to my friends, their kids, their moms, you know, I noticed that shapewear was bumming women out. So I wondered, why is that? I studied it a bit and noticed that a long time ago, people used to view corsets as a positive purchase, and nowadays when we buy shapewear, it makes us feel like there's something wrong with us, or we're getting older, or getting fat, so I wanted to change that.
Got it. So Jeweltoned, essentially, it's e-commerce, so it's online, and you can go and buy amazing undergarments. I've seen them, so, and they're colorful, so it's something that a woman can actually show versus maybe the more traditional nude undergarments. Is that right?
Yeah. So when women go on a date and maybe it goes better than expected and you remove your cocktail dress or whatever it is that you're wearing, you know, oftentimes we have to figure out a way to remove the Spanx. So I always say right now at Nobu in the trash, there's you know, Spanx in every trash can. So we wanted to make something that when you're wearing it on its own, it just looks like a slip or like a bodycon dress and doesn't look like something you're not supposed to see.
I love that. Love it. So when did you start the company?
About 3 years ago.
Okay, got it. And what inspired you to start it? And let's talk a little bit about the tech component as well. I know that you manufacture them in a certain way where you just input all the information into the computer, and then it essentially spits out this finished product, which is incredible.
Yeah, totally. So I was doing product development for Maiden Farm in New York and doing some consulting for lingerie companies in Los Angeles. And, you know, I had a business partner prior for a long time, and she had been sick for a little bit. But before that, she was one of the most amazing people I had ever worked for or even met. And she taught me a lot about business and that, you know, being a fashion designer and making things pretty is not enough. She taught me how to run a budget and you're on your fabric and supply chain and, you know, make sure that your line is profitable and to always listen to your customer and to not make just what you like, but they're responding to both positive and negative and take it all in. And then, you know, constantly tweak and pivot your products. She unfortunately passed away from breast cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. A few years ago, and the day before she died, she encouraged me, you know, just life is so short and precious. So how do you want to spend your time, number one? And number two, if you do want to spend your time in the fashion industry, that shapewear idea you have, you know, go all in on that, because, you know, you'll have so much more control over it and not have the filter of a corporate brand and be able to do it faster if you do it on your own. So I did. So that's sort of how I became an entrepreneur and birthed Jewel Tone.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Thanks. And I lived in Asia next to the machines that make the products. So what happens is I input data into a computer, and then it spits out a finished garment. Why that's good to the consumer is there's no seam. So the compression is spherical and even, and then when you take it off, there's no indentation in the skin. So you don't have those weird like marks that show that you've been wearing shapewear. And then, you know, we can multi-layer it this way. So like the mini dress and the bodysuit have a built-in bra, so you don't have to wear a different bra. So you don't have a bunch of messy straps. And if you're wearing a top that's sort of flowy or loose or shifts around, it's really the best thing to wear underneath that, because you just feel really held in and you don't even realize that you weren't before until you're wearing the right foundation garment. And then we make bras and panties with no underwire, no hardware, which is great for people with nickel and metal allergies, and also just goes really well with today's fabrics that are really vintagey and flowy and like old concert t-shirts and even like sort of, you know, thin microfiber dresses and high-waisted pants. Because it doesn't stick out, like, you know, all the underwire and padding and stuff. So our whole thing is, you know, love your body that you have today. Yeah. And whenever you get ready in the morning and look in the mirror, the little things that we say to ourselves, like, oh, if I only worked out a little bit, or if I need to quit eating carbs or this and that, you know, that really permeates through our day and into our lives. So we really make our garments, you know, really flattering and really, you know, comfortable and body positive, so that when you get dressed and put it on, you're like, oh my gosh, it has this kind of instant like bombshell thing of like, oh my gosh, I'm so hot.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is a great way to start your day, and that permeates into your life over time.
Wow. That's incredible. What a positive message. So Rachel, as the entrepreneur, the founder, and the CEO, is this your calling? What's your calling in life, would you say?
I've been thinking about that a lot lately. You know, since I was about 10, I thought it was to be a fashion designer. But now I think it's more to inspire and help women and other entrepreneurs. This is such a tough journey, and you know, entrepreneurship is so glamorized in our society, and what people don't see is that you know, it really is just living your life with a fire extinguisher on one arm at all times and people giving you a lot of ideas and advice without a lot of execution or help. So I've always been so grateful to people that help me, and I try to help other entrepreneurs. So if you know an entrepreneur, ask them what you can do to help them today, even if they're not a woman or whatever it is that they are. You know, so I feel like that's definitely my calling, so to bring awareness and to help other women entrepreneurs myself. You know, I was even, you know, one of the, I think they say like 3.6% of women to actually even get funding. You know, there's so many thousands of great companies out there that don't get any funding. So, you know, the more women that get comfortable talking about money and become investors, the more female-led companies will become funded. So that's sort of what I'm passionate about, you know, in my next ventures as an investor.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah, I hear you're like a master, you have the master pitch. Like, you've pitched lots of rooms and gotten that funding. Congratulations. What's the secret?
Just be transparent and honest and love what you do, and, you know, speak clearly about, you know, who you are and what your company does, what it is that you've achieved already that you're proud of in a bullet point fashion, so that it's not so much storytelling, it's just quick bullets. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, where your company's at as far as its stage and what it is that you're looking for specifically, because we're so used to it and close to it that we don't realize that people looking at it from a lens of an outsider may not know, right? So just kind of give the bullet points of every aspect of the business, from, you know, the financials to the traffic to the consumer base, and, you know, whether it's B2B or B2C, and explaining all of that, you know, quickly and concisely. And then respond to questions after, as opposed to sort of storytelling in the pitch.
Right. Okay. Got it. Quick, concise, because it could be gibberish to anyone who's not as close to the company or business as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. And you said something that I wanted to go back to too. It's, you said that entrepreneurship is a little bit glamorized in this day an age. And it is, and it's true, and there's lots of good ideas, and you take it in, but the help executing really is one of those intricate parts of starting a business, but it's not so readily available. So what was your first step in really executing the calling that you had to start your business? And what would you recommend first steps to execution and action be for someone in that same position?
Yeah, for me, it was just going straight into action mode. I always tell people an idea is not worth anything, and that tends to be controversial, but I've found it to be true over and over again. So your idea is not worth anything, but your execution of it is. So wow. Make sure that you...
Love that.
Make sure that you yourself can execute the product idea thing, whatever it is, or someone close to you or your co-founder, something of that nature. And if it's not the direct execution of the thing, make sure that you can support all other aspects of it. Because 1,000 people had that same idea that day. You know, it's the person that executes it and learns how to monetize it that's going to win. And then people always say to me, you know, well, I have to have health insurance. I have to have this job. I have to have this and that. Well, you know, so did I. I didn't really have any help either. And I quit my corporate job and went all in because I believed in myself.
Yeah.
I just, you know, started straight away. I just, you know, I went to China, made the products, put them up on Instagram and started selling them, you know, kind of before we even had a real website. Then I threw up a website in Shopify, which is something I could just do on my own. Mm-hmm. Obviously now someone that has coding experience, you know, has made it a little better. But, you know, in the beginning, like if you have a good product, like you don't need to have the most perfect website in the world. You know, as long as they can buy it, like that's what they want. Then just learn some things about e-commerce. But whatever your respective industry is, just constantly like learn, you know, how can I, you know, make it better and improve and learn everything there is to possibly know about this industry. But yeah, it's definitely just going straight into action mode and trying it with your prototype or beta, because if you don't, you know, you'll never know.
Yeah. Wow. What a hustler. And I just love that. 1,000,000 people had that same idea. It's really that race as to who's going to execute it first. Wow. Just incredible, incredible advice. So that advice, along with some resources, I'm going to pick your brain. We're going to do a quick fire. If you could recommend to the audience today one book that has maybe helped you, which book would that be?
The Outliers.
Oh, okay. I like it. Isn't that Malcolm Gladwell?
Yeah, it's an older, pretty common business book, but it taught me that a lot of business success is about persistence.
I like that. What about a podcast? What podcast would you recommend right now?
That's so retrograde. I definitely feel like those ladies are soul sisters here in West Hollywood. But, you know, they just sort of cover a lot of bases as far as like pop culture and interest in a very transparent and, you know, no BS kind of way of just, you know, health and wellness, but not hippie stuff, more of like just real talk. It's really funny and moves quick and is informative.
I like it. I like it. You've accomplished so much and really the shop's up and running. You probably have a new client because I need to visit Jewel Toned immediately. What's next for Rachel?
Yeah, so we are currently talking to some celebrities about different types of partnerships and what that can look like, and looking into expanding into more department stores.
Ooh, I like it. All right, well, let us know how we can support you here in the Women in Tech podcast show. And finally, how can our audience connect with you?
Yeah, so you can just put Jewel Toned into Google and we'll come up everywhere. Our website is shopjeweltone.com and we're Jewel Toned on Twitter and Instagram and Shop Jewel Toned on Facebook.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Rachel McCrary, CEO and founder of Jewel Toned, and you're listening to the Women in Tech podcast. Thank you.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.